too short. It's too short commitment. Kind, our kind, compassionate, Guru Shakyamuni Buddha advised to not commit any unwholesome action, engage in the perfect wholesome action. which means to abandon harmful actions that which is harmful towards oneself, especially for other sentient beings, and to engage in the perfect beneficial action that is beneficial towards oneself, and especially beneficial towards other sentient beings. The way to do this is by subduing one's mind. To do all this from one's own mind. By understanding, by recognizing that all the suffering comes from one's own mind, that there is no outside creator of one's own problems, that there is no outside, other than oneself, other than one's own mind, there is no separate creator outside that creates your, problems. Except, one's own mind. The mind which one instead making one's own mind independent, free, then letting one's own mind to be controlled by the disturbing thoughts, by the delusions. So this mind, which is controlled by delusions, the ignorance and attachment, these three the principle, the disturbing thoughts, then those other disturbing thoughts, and the karma motivated by these disturbing thoughts, creates or produces our sufferings. Same thing, the happiness, what we experience, success, what we experience, also came from our own mind. The positive mind, non-ignorant, non-anger, non-attachment, this positive mind. Good heart, the compassionate, loving kindness, this thought to, of benefiting other sentient beings. Also, it also for the happiness, there is no outside creator except one's own mind. So therefore, we have complete freedom, since it is up to one's own mind, the whether one wish, whether one wishes life to experience happiness, or not. Whether one wishes to experience problem or not, want to stop the problems of life or not. However, it is a since it is up to one's mind, how one uses the mind, whether one take care of one's mind or not, whether one protect one's mind or not. So it is dependent on this. So this is something by subduing the mind, abandoning the harmful actions that's harming to oneself, other sentient beings, and engaging or obtaining the beneficial actions towards oneself and towards other sentient beings. This is this is something that which one does with freedom, with one's own freedom. by knowing with this wisdom that how everything depends on one's own mind, that your own mind is, is the source of all the happiness and all the also source of all the problems. What depending what one does with one's mind, whether one take care of one's mind or not. As Great Bodhisattva Shinadeva mentioned in the Bodhicaryavatara, if one doesn't know the secrets of the mind, that which is the supreme dharma, that which is the supreme dharma, which means the most important thing, the main point. So if one doesn't know the secrets of the mind, that which is the supreme dharma, even one wishes happiness and eliminate sufferings. Without purpose, that these sentient beings wander in the samsara. That these sentient beings wander in the samsara without purpose. So, what it's saying is, what the sentient beings wish is to obtain happiness and to eliminate problems. But because not knowing the secrets of the mind, that which is the supreme dharma, the main dharma, you see, the most important subject, to understand, to study, to understand, to realize. So, without knowing this, no matter how much they wish happiness and do not want to stop the, you know, the life problems, but no choice, that continuously wandering in samsara, experience suffering without purpose, without any meaning. So, Great Bodhisattva Shinadeva says, gives advice at the end. Hold well. Hold well. One's mind. Watch. Watch well. Watch one's mind well, and then protect well. So the method is to protect the mind from the disturbing thoughts. Mm. the self-cherishing thought, that which is source of the life problems, all the undesirable things, the obstacles, and then the three persons mind, so forth. So one should protect well the mind from these disturbing thoughts. So in order to do this, one should watch well. One should watch the mind well. So without mindfulness, without watching the mind, mindfulness of the mind, watching the mind, you know, what's going on, what's happening, the attitude in our everyday life. Without watching well, then there's no opportunity to recognize that once our mind became the attitude became cause of the suffering, became cause of one's own suffering now and in the future, so that one cannot recognize, and one cannot protect, one cannot be there's no opportunity to be transformed into the cause of happiness, the positive attitude. subdue one's own mind, and this is the teaching of the Buddha. So again, meditate a little while. I, body, mind, life, the belongings, friend, enemy, stranger, all these cultural phenomena, that they are changing within every second by cause or conditions, that these things can be stopped any time by the stars in space. It is there, but next minute it's not there. It's gone. Like the star shooting. Like the shimmering. That has appeared to the defected sense of the eye. The flickering, light, the flame, light the candle, light the candle, flame, that which is in the middle of the wind, that can be stopped any time, like this. All these causative phenomena, that these things also can be stopped any time. All these causative phenomena, including the I, oneself, and all the rest, one's own life, all the rest of the causative phenomena can be stopped any time, like the water dew. That these causative phenomena can be stopped any time, like the water bubble. That one can't trust can be popped any time. Like these causative phenomena, like dream. Mm. it appeared and gone. Things what appeared in the dream as a real one existing from the outside, as it is not true. Also these cultural phenomena which appears as a real one existing from the soul side, is not true. All these are false. All these are hallucination. All these are empty. All these causal phenomena like lightning. It happened and gone. It appeared and gone. So like this, all these caused phenomena same. They appear these bright full appearances of this cause this caused phenomena. Can be stopped any time, and these caused phenomena can be stopped any time, like the clouds, like the clouds in the space, in the sky. Now it's there, but next minute when you look at it, it changed. It is not there. So all these caused phenomena can be stopped any time. Nothing to trust that they can last for a long time. That this life appears to be long, appears to be the only one life. The only the life. It appears long. Very long life. However, in the reality, oneself is in the journey to the, and oneself is in the journey to the next, to the next life. This life is like the transit. This life is like transit, just short time. This having this body, having this human body, having these possessions, having these surrounding people, surrounding people, families, the friend, enemy, stranger, whether one doesn't have problem, or whether one has 100,000s of problem. However, whether one is having a difficult life, very hard life, or easygoing, whatever, in the reality, even though it appears the one life or a very long life, however, in the reality, one is in the journey to the next life. On the way to the next life. Like transit. They're short. You're just there for a few minutes. You're just there at that airport, just a few minutes. Like that. So therefore, this short time appearance of this appearance of this life, which is appearance of this life that which is very short, just like the dream, just like the lightning. The appearance during the lightning, the duration of the light, so like that. So therefore, there's no reason at all to rise anger. To rise anger, to have these discriminating thoughts. There's no word. There's no reason. No matter how hard life, no matter how much problem one has, one is going through, experiencing. Since the appearance of this life is so short, not long, like the lightning, you know, like the few minutes dream. The appearance of the dream, that's the appearance in the dream and that which is for a few minutes. So like that, no reason to, even one experience a hard life, experience many problems. Since the life is very short, there's no point to be unhappy with these problems. There's no point to be unhappy with these problems. So if one is aware the nature of the cause of phenomena, the impermanence. The impermanence. And also the death. There's liberation from the whole entire suffering and the causes. Even doesn't reflect. If one does not reflect, the nature of these phenomena, this cause of phenomena, in the Tang story. If one does not reflect reality of these things, if one apprehend them as permanent, there's no liberation. Only there's no liberation from the samsara. Result is endless samsara. If one practice mindfulness in the reality of these things, without which is the impermanence, there's liberation from the samsara. Without this, one create endless samsara. So namandi tamjesip so namandi tamjesip yo kawadun nidan gada nada chivela dvese beso len rowan rowan so I prostrate to the iron table gems. Thus I've heard. Sarebo da Nambara Sheba me 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 na me na me me na me na me che me lu me ye me su me da me te me ro me ra che me che me do me ge ka ma me ba ne ji ka me ge na ma se ve ka ne ba do ya me do ma re ba me ma re ba se ba ne ge che me ka se se ve ba do ya me do te se do nga wa ba ku me zo wa ma ka ba da la me je me to ba me ma do ba ya me do
ala tumba du jin putun so yin na da chi de jian ten den de le ju so wan bi shi la shi a la ma chong kha ba de ru gu ru in a in aspect la ma chong kha in aspect chong kha ba and that is the embodiment of all the lineage lamas profound part extensive part embodiment of all of the Dhamma Sangha. Then, and that brings immediate from Lama Tsongkhapa. Purified all the obscurations to generate
all the obstacles, all the wrong concepts, which interfere to generate the realizations of the gradual path, the extensive path and profound path. Extensive path, the method, and profound path, wisdom, from the sutra. And the particular uncommon path, the highest tantra. The sixth mantra, the Vajrayana, the Mahanudaya Tantra. The wisdom realized emptiness from the sutra, the wisdom from sutra, and method from essential method from the sutra, the common path, bodhicitta, then particular wisdom from the sixth mantra Vajrayana, the highest tantra, clear light, and then method, the extensive path, the illusory body, and the result, two kayas, Dharma kaya, the holy mind, Rupa kaya, the complete pure holy body. So all the wrong concepts which interfere to each of all this were completely purified with the nectar beams emitted from Lama Tsongkhapa, Buddha's mind, in the mind of all sentient beings. And then by second repetition, then replica absorbed with oneself, and also in the mind of the sentient beings, then generated all the realizations of extensive path, extensive and profound path, the common path sutra, and the particular the tantra, the Mahanudaya tantra, including the result, the result of the method, the Rupa Kaya, the complete pure holy body, and the result of the wisdom, the Dharmakaya, the complete pure holy mind, achieved these two unifications with one's mind, as well as in the mind of all the sentient beings.
coming into state cannot be trusted. And that's why we take the good of this liberation, because the destiny to operate this wish. On this field of thought, remembrance, awareness,
연대원지 제배명은 소마타발로바신 三界诸堂所界诸门老将军不动当年教主大概出现几位是能见到了本界三界诸王老主三界诸堂所界诸门老将军不动当年教主见大概出现几位是能见到了本界三界诸王老主三界诸堂所界诸门老将军不动当年教主见大概出现几位是能见到了本界三 你们把眼的跟塞巴切瓦也没得用到三八节，就在那边上街送到周围人的人别上街送到周围人的人家把他们，嗯，那个，嗯，觉得多。
Yeah. First, we do a little, again, short meditation. The meaning of life and feeling the universal responsibility, as I explained last night. Purpose of my life is to free all the sentient beings from all the sufferings. And to lead in happiness. First one start. After this, then, take a universal, feeling the universal responsibility. So, to cause happiness towards all sentient beings, especially to lead to the ultimate happiness, the full enlightenment. If I have compassion, all sentient beings do not receive harm from me. They receive happiness. So, all this happiness, peace, what they receive from me, it is dependent to me. That is dependent to me. That is in my hand. Because it is up to what I practice, whether I generate compassion in my heart or not. It's up to me whether I, you know, practice compassion or not. Whether I have compassion or not towards others, the sentient beings. So therefore, I'm responsible. All sentient beings' happiness. First, one feel here. I'm responsible. All these people, people who are around me here, I'm responsible for their happiness. The meaning, feel with human beings who are around oneself in this room. Oh, so within one remember the meaning of life. To cause them happiness, and that I'm responsible to do this. Now one feel with the one's own family. Remember meaning of life. Cause them happiness and then to bring them in happiness and to that oneself is responsible. What is family or a meditation center or any, you see, the group that one associate, that one live together. so feel meaning of the life to cause happiness and feel responsibility. Now, we extend this to all the people in Australia. How many millions are there? Me to cause happiness to everyone. That's the meaning of my life, and I'm responsible. Now we extend this to us, every human being in this world, purpose of my life is to cause happiness to us everyone, and I'm responsible. Now, now one extent from this purpose of my life is numberless human beings. Each animal beings, each hell beings, so first thing, each human beings, there are numberless human beings, each human beings. I should cause happiness to everyone. And I'm responsible. Now, every animal beings, one feel this. Then there are numberless animal beings. Purpose of my life is to cause happiness to every animal beings. And I'm responsible this, to this. As they want happiness, they do not want suffering. Purpose of my life is to cause happiness towards every hungry ghost beings. There are numberless predator beings. I'm responsible to this. Purpose of my life is to cause happiness to every hell beings. And I am responsible to this. Purpose of my life is to cause happiness to all, to every suras, asuras, all these worldly gods. And I'm responsible to this. So all the sentient beings who are in the samsara, who are even those who are free from samsara, I am responsible for all their happiness. And I'm responsible to do this service. Now think enemy. So, enemy's happiness dependent the enemy's happiness, peace dependent how I behave, how I think of her or him, how I think of the enemy. What I look at with the patience, loving kindness, compassion or not? Or would I look at with anger and disrespectful manner? Dislike manner, say, showing the aspect, showing the form, you know, dislike, anger, towards that person, so that upsets, makes to get more angry to the mind, other person's mind more negative. With his actions, the unkind actions, the disrespectful actions, manners, makes more upset the other person. Woman call enemy. With positive attitude, patience, loving kindness, compassion, bodhicitta, with a respectful manner, kind action towards that person. It brings calmness. Pacifies the person's anger. Pacifies the person's anger, the negative thoughts. It stops the enemy creating negative karma out of anger. Generating ill will towards oneself. Doing harmful actions with the body, speech, mind towards oneself, towards others. So, to cause happiness to this even to the enemy. That is the purpose of my life, and I'm responsible, because depending how I look at that person, with what kind of mind I look at that person, and how I behave towards that person, kind or unkind, so depending on that, other person has peace or suffering, problem, anger, unhappiness. So I'm responsible. I'm responsible to cause happiness to that enemy. To cause happiness, peace, to help that person, to stop negative mind motivation, and to stop creating the karma, and to experience, to not experience law, suffering or hell, animal, predator, this and such sufferings. So I'm responsible to cause this. To help the enemy to not experience these sufferings. I'm responsible do this service. I'm a servant. Here, I'm a servant towards every single sentient beings. To serve them, I'm here for them. To everyone, to serve everyone, to free them from the sufferings and to obtain happiness for them. I am servant of everybody. I'm here to be used by others for their happiness. This is the purpose of my life. To be used by others for their happiness, however they want to use me for their happiness. Forever. Forever. like the well-completed mantra. That can fulfill all the wishes for happiness. The mantra which is the well completed. After reciting so many number that you can do any action, you know, including healing, so forth, that you can do any pacifying, increasing, developing, controlling, any action to fulfill wishes of other sentient beings, happiness. So I'm here. To be used by other sentient beings to fulfill, to achieve all their happiness and to stop all their problems, like, accomplished mantra, like witch grinding tree. Whatever you wish in front of the tree brings all the fulfilled. You get everything. All the needs, all the enjoyment. So like this, I'm the basis of means of living for other sentient beings. Like wish giving vows, the world giving vows, wish giving, or all wish granting vows, whatever to one generally wish, harmonious, you know, wealth, so forth, prosperity, whatever, you see, one wish, in the front of the vase, the wish-giving vase, one achieve everything. So, same thing, base of all sentient beings, means of living, to give happiness. I am like the earth, to be used by sentient beings, however they want to use me for their happiness. as the Sunday means they use earth to make a road, to build houses. To walk, to go for the vehicles, for growing the crops, the useful field. So many all kinds of ways they use the earth for their happiness. So I'm exactly the same. I'm here also like the earth means we're living for all sentient beings. Like the water, the sentient beings they use many different ways for their happiness. For washing, for drinking, to grow the crops. I'm also here. Base of the I'm also the base of the all sentient beings' happiness, as it means of living. Like how they use the fire, how the sentient beings, how they use the fire. So many different ways for their happiness, for their means of living. To cook food and that to make materials. To clean things. However, they use fire for so many different ways for their means of living. So same thing. I'm also base of all sentient beings, means of living. To give happiness to the sentient beings. Comfort. Happiness, whatever they wish. And how the sentient beings use the wind, say, the air. They use so many different ways for survival, for breathing, for movement. For cooling. To give comfort. To eliminate the hot to stop the heat, that discomfort, to stop that discomfort feeling. So it is used so many different ways for their happiness. I am also base of means of living for every sentient being, like the wind, to be used by Din. Like the earth, like the fire, water, the air, like the space. Always to be used, so purpose in my life is always to give happiness to us all sentiments, always to be used, myself always to be used by the sentient beings for their happiness. So pray.